I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
At the end of this week, though, you won't be quite as fast. Some might say you'll be half as fast.
I'm slowing down a little bit.
Figure that out for yourself. But anyway.
Oh, stop it, Lynn. Jeez, it wasn't that funny.
We have Lynn. And I forget your last name, Lynn.
May, just like the month. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Why? Is James your brother from Top Gear, the music we just heard?
No.
Darn.
I was hoping we'd had a connection there.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to have you back.
It's great to be back. It's been a great week.
Yeah, you guys did what technically would be called a repositioning yesterday.
Indeed, you did.
You're no longer in Warbird Alley. You're down in Boeing Plaza.
We moved down to Boeing Plaza yesterday, and we had a fabulous day. I mean, we had so many veterans come by and say hello and sign our poster, and it was just incredible. Then we had the honor flight come back in and welcomed those Vietnam veterans, all those heroes. It was just fabulous. And then we got to listen to the Gary Sinise Lieutenant Dan Band.
I didn't get to
brought
go
to
over
you
there.
By the DAV and Warbirds of America. You didn't get to see it at all?
No. Nope.
We were taken hostage and forced to fly on a B-17 yesterday.
You poor thing.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
Terrible. I'll never get over it.
I'm scarred for life, too.
Yeah. Anyway, well, how many people went on the honor flight?
I don't know the numbers.
Seven?
An airplane full. I don't know.
Okay.
But they were
a bunch.
Oh, you know, and they come back and the smiles on their faces are, it's just incredible. It just gives me goosebumps talking about it. It's just one way we can honor those veterans, and it's just incredible. That's all I can say about it. It's they're heroes, and they didn't get the welcome they deserved,
no.
And we can't do enough for them now. So to do something like that with that crowd waving the flags and applauding, wow, it was just great.
Now that's brings to mind a question, which is why we're here. Do you guys break out, like keep tabs on which conflicts most of the veterans you're working with are from? Like so many from Vietnam, so many from Iraq, that kind of thing?
Well, now there are people, I suppose, who keep all those kind of statistics. As far as the DAV, we will help any veteran from any conflict.
Yeah.
And there are statistics for certain ones that have certain ailments, if you will, from that particular conflict. But as far as really keeping track of who's where and what, somebody probably does. I don't know anything about that.
You know, post-traumatic stress disorder, I imagine, is huge among those guys. And I wasn't thinking, you know, I'm not a veteran. I've never been in those kinds of situations, so I don't know what it's like. But I read the book Unbroken, and the guy was recounting that how even years later, he was in a bar and he heard something out of the side of his ear that sounded like the Japanese guy that used to, you know, torture them in camp. And whenever that guy said something, they would snap to attention. And he heard something he thought was that. And in the middle of this bar, he just snapped to attention like that. And everybody's looking at him like, what are you doing? You know, and I guess that's a lot what it is.
Well, you know, one of the things we say at the DAV is all wounds are not visible. And that is so true. I had a guy come up yesterday while we were on the plaza and talked to us about his son. He said his son just got back from the current conflict and he's depressed. And he's trying to help him, you know, take him on a trip to nature and this. And he wanted to know what we could do to help him. So I'm going to hook him up with a National Service Officer. These are DAV representatives that are veterans themselves. Sometimes you can talk to a therapist or a minister or whatever, but there's just the empathy is not there because that person hasn't really walked in those shoes.
Right.
And when you go to the DAV, they have walked in those shoes. They know where you're coming from. They understand and can really empathize with what you're going through. One of the things Gary Sinise said last night about playing Lieutenant Dan was it so exemplified what struggles veterans go through when they come back to, you know, reality. It's tough. And like I said, you can't see what their disability is sometime. I mean, disability is probably not even the right word. But, you know, the wounds are not visible. And yet we want to help, and we are there to help. Go to DAV.org. You can find a chapter in your local area. You can find a national service officer and get the help you need. It's out there. It's
and
free.
You guys are in all 50 states, all over the place, everywhere.
We are. There is, well, there are some places you probably have to drive a little farther than others, but they're within driving distance all over the country. And we have a huge transportation network that can take veterans to the VA hospitals and clinics. So if you need help, we're there to help all over the country. All you have to do is contact us. That's why we do what we do here. You know, we're an outreach program. We want to reach out to those folks and say, you need help, come see us. That's what we're all about. That's our mission, fulfilling those promises. We made the promises. Now we want to keep them to all the men and women who served.
And regardless of what problems they may be having, they should talk to you guys. Because maybe they're thinking, well, I'm just depressed, I'm a little, but it's deeper than that, and you guys can point them in the right direction to get help.
It might be deeper than that, and it might not, but there's no downside to coming and talking to someone. Maybe you're feeling great, but you just don't really know what benefits are available for you. Maybe you don't have a medical condition, but maybe you want to have some additional education. There could be benefits for that. You just don't know. Go see a trained professional that knows, that can look at your records and say, hey, this is what's available to you. It might be nothing, might be way more than you ever expected.
Might be life-changing.
Absolutely.
Now, do you get a lot of guys that you've helped that want to come back and help others?
All the time. The DAV has probably one of the largest volunteer networks. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to help a veteran. And I always say this organization is full of veterans helping veterans. It's just the patriotic public out there. They want to help veterans, but they don't know what to do. Contact the local DAV. Believe me, we're always looking for great volunteers that care about veterans. And who doesn't, right?
That's right. That's right. We should all care about veterans, because that's why we can sit here and do this.
That's why we have the freedoms that we have now.
Right.
And, you know, these are not handouts. These men and women already paid the price. We made a promise to them. They paid the price. Now it's time for us to pay them, to give them what they deserve. And it's just a thrill and an honor to be able to be involved with this program. Plus, you know, we do get to hang around with some pretty cool airplanes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, did they move the airplanes down there with you guys?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we just this morning moved from the plaza back down to Warbirds.
Oh my goodness, you're like the gypsies of Oshkosh.
You know, we're like the DAV. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, you're just like that group. What was the name of that group?
The DAV
again?
Flight team follow us around Oshkosh. We are back down in Warbird Alley, and we'll be there with the Sky Raider. And as a matter of fact, we will be, when we leave here, we have four more shows this year. So I'd like to mention those, if it's okay.
Certainly. Sure.
We'll be going to Brunswick, Maine for the Great State of Maine Air Show. That's the first weekend in September. Then we'll also go down to Andrews for that show.
You need someone to carry your suitcase?
We might hook you up, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a one-day show, and that's always a great show. DAV headquarters, one of the headquarters is located there in D.C. So it's always a thrill to go there. And then we have a couple more shows, one in Rome, Georgia, and one in Houston, Texas.
Houston. I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you get you a hat?
No. I actually had to go to work. I was working for a company you never heard of called Halliburton.
Correct.
It was an emergency. You got to be out here on this weekend to help us fix this thing. Okay. It was fun.
Well, those are great shows. And, you know, we wish we could do a show every weekend and just spread the message of the DAV. But our mission is, if we reach one veteran that otherwise didn't know where to turn for help, then we've accomplished our mission, fulfilling the promises to the men and women who served. And that's why we do what we do, and we love what we do.
Well, that's certainly glad you love what you do, because you're very good at it.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, veterans, stop by in Warbird Alley. Don't look for them on the plaza, because they won't be there. Go down to Warbird Alley, right?
Absolutely. And Warbird Alley, while you're down there, take a look at some of those fantastic airplanes there.
Why, it's full of warbirds.
It's full of birds.
You know, some of those planes are just incredible. I couldn't believe the Sky Raider, how
big it is.
You don't realize it. It's big, and that thing is loaded. Uh-huh. I mean, it has the bombs like a 17. You know, right. It's like, wow.
Yep.
You know, getting up close and personal with those aircraft, it is really eye-opening what those men and women did for our freedom. I guess what those men did for our freedom back right. in World War II and Vietnam and all those eras that preceded us. And those machines
were the tools. There were plenty of women, too. They weren't in combat, but they were there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They were in the nurse corps or whatever, and USO and yep. all that stuff.
Doing whatever it took.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of them were in harm's way.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you know, you look at the aircraft, and you kind of try to imagine what it must have been like. Yeah, the airplanes are the tools. It's the men and women who served that are the real heroes, and those are the tools they used. It's just... it's really incredible.
It's mind-boggling.
You know, we have veterans come up to the airplane that maybe served with that plane, and sometimes they'll shed a tear. It's just amazing. And it's just such a thrill to be able to do that the veterans.
It's a necessary thing, and stop down there to see them. And thank you for joining us, Lynn.
Well, thank you for having this on. You know, it's folks like you that help us spread the word, and we certainly appreciate it.
Well, we spread a lot of words around here. Hopefully they help someone.
Yeah, it'd be a change, that's for sure.
And some people would say we fling the words around. But anyway, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.